In this bulletin, parents welcome moves to have all Victorian Year 12 students' grades individually assessed, at least 17 people killed in an Indian plane crash, and in NRL, the Sea Eagles' hopes of making the grand final are in danger. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Parents are welcoming a move that will see all Victorian Year 12 students have their end-of-year high school grades individually assessed. Teachers will deliver feedback to the Victorian Curriculum and Assessment Authority on how students' performance may have been affected by the pandemic. Victorian students will have their Victorian Certificate of Education and ATAR rankings calculated by taking in those factors. State Education Minister James Merlino says students will now have the confidence knowing they will not be disadvantaged.
We'll look at things such as school closures. We'll look at things such as long absences. We'll look at things, for example, such as significant increase in family responsibilities as a result of COVID-19. And we'll, of course, consider the mental health and well-being of students during this period.
Mr. Merlino also announced a $28.5 million health package to support those most vulnerable. Business groups say the federal government's latest JobKeeper changes aimed at virus-hit Victoria will ensure more people stay in work. Businesses will get easier access to the wage subsidies program with the injection of a further $15 billion, taking its total funding to just over $100 billion. Eligibility criteria will also be eased when the scheme scales back at the end of September. But Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the federal JobKeeper and JobSeeker programs still leave behind many in the community.
There have now been three versions of JobKeeper in 3 weeks, and still too many people have been left out and left behind. The government has been playing catch up with JobKeeper instead of thinking ahead when it comes to jobs in our economy. What they announced today is a welcome tweak to JobKeeper, but not a comprehensive plan for jobs. A tweak is not a plan, and it's a plan that is desperately needed here as we go through this recession.
People from New South Wales and the ACT are now banned from entering Queensland as the southern border closes today for the second time. Queensland has declared the two jurisdictions COVID-19 hotspots in response to rising community transmission in Sydney. Only essential workers and residents of border towns will be permitted to make the crossing. Queenslanders travelling home from hotspots must now arrive by air and spend 14 days in hotel quarantine at their own expense. At least 17 people have been killed and more than 100 injured after a plane crash in the southern Indian state of Kerala. The Air India Express plane was repatriating Indians stranded by the COVID-19 pandemic when it skidded off the runway and fell into a ditch at Calicut Airport. The airline reports there were more than 190 people on board the flight from Dubai. India's Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says all passengers have been rescued from the aircraft and the injured rushed to hospital. One eyewitness says the plane fell apart after crash landing.
The plane broke into three parts. People were there in all three parts. There were a few children. We saw children between the age group of 2 to 8 years.
Lebanon's Hezbollah leader has denied his group had any involvement in the Beirut blast, which killed more than 150 people. Hassan Nasrallah has rejected claims the militant group stored weapons at the port, accusing his opponents of using the incident to blame Hezbollah. Lebanese President Michel Aoun has launched a probe which will determine whether the explosion was caused by outside interference, negligence, or an accident. Mr. Nasrallah, whose Iran-backed group is part of the Lebanese government, supports the investigation.
With the horror of the incident, there is a public, political, parliamentary, and Lebanese consensus that there has to be a fair, transparent, and true investigation in this incident.
Manly Warringah Sea Eagles' final hopes are in danger after the Warriors beat the team 26-22. In a brutal 400th game as an NRL coach, Des Hasler lost Adan Fanua-Blake to a potential PCL injury in an 18-minute opening. An opening seeing Manly concede three tries and turn the ball over in the first tackle. Fellow prop Martin Taupau was also left concussed and unable to return after being hit high by Jack Hetherington. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Adelaide, shower or 2, 13. Melbourne, wind and showers easing, 15. Hobart, cloudy and 11. Canberra, rain, 14. Wollongong, showers easing, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. Newcastle, shower or 2, 20. Brisbane, much the same, 25. Cairns, showers and 29. And Darwin, sunny, 33. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.